Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to Him for His goodness and His grace that abounds upon us. Let me encourage you this morning from the book of Psalm, chapter 31, verse 3. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. My dear brothers and sisters, the need for daily guidance is one of the believer's greatest concerns. How easily our lives can go astray without the assurance of divine leadership. Today, I was listening to a beautiful hymn by William Williams, and he writes beautifully. He says, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand." It's a beautiful song, it's a beautiful hymn that he was singing, and we give God the glory for that. Praise God. And he writes very beautifully. It is a product of the revival movement that swept through Wales during the 18th century. This revival was led by a 24-year-old Welsh preacher, Harwell Harris, who stirred the land with his fervent evangelistic preaching and his use of congregational singing. One of the lives touched by Harris's ministry was 20-year-old William Williams. Young Williams, the son of a wealthy Welsh farmer, was preparing to become a medical doctor. But upon hearing the stirring challenge by evangelist Harwell Harris, Williams dedicated his life to God and Christian ministry. William Williams, like Harris, decided to take all of Wales as his parish, and for the next 43 years, traveled 100,000 miles on horseback, preaching and singing the gospel in his native tongue. He became known as the sweet singer of Wales. The vivid symbolic imagery of this text, or of this hymn, is drawn wholly from the Bible. The general setting is the march of the Israelites from Egypt to Canaan. Although the Israelites' sin and unbelief kept them from their destination for 40 years, God provided for the physical needs with a new supply of manna each day. Twice during the Hebrews' years of wandering, they became faint because of lack of water. At the command of God, Moses struck a large rock with his wooden staff. Out of it flowed a pure crystalline stream that preserved their lives. God also continued to guide them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. What an awesome God we serve. So, my dear brothers and sisters, stand on God's promises for your life today. In even the small decisions you will be called upon to make today. So stand on it and begin to praise Him, thank Him. And God is going to lead you and guide you and bless you abundantly. Amen. I'm going to attach the link of this beautiful hymn. You will love it, watch it, sing it, learn it, and may God be with you today and bless you. Let me pray with you. Father in heaven, I want to say thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day, the 13th of January, that you've added into our lives. We are grateful to you. We are thankful to you. You never leave us. You never forsake us. Lord, you have accepted us in the Beloved because of your grace and of your mercy. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory, O Father, for your goodness upon our lives, O Master. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that you will bless your flock, bless your people. They are called by your name. Lord, because of your name's sake, you will establish them. Because of your name's sake, you will lead them and guide them and bless them. Because you are the rock and you are the fortress of your people. You are the rock of our salvation, O God. We lean on you. We look to you. We depend on you. And we pray that your name will be alone glorified. Today, Lord, bless your flock. Lord, in the going out and the coming in, as they go to their jobs, to their businesses and running the errands for the day, I pray that your grace and your glory will be their portion. Your favor will abound upon their lives, and you will grant them success in everything they do. Because your word has promised, I will bless the work of your hands. And I pray that you will bless them in every aspect of the living. Lord God Almighty, if anyone is sick in our midst, Lord, I rebuke every manner of COVID, every manner of flu, every manner and any manner of sickness that, Lord, people are grappling with, I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. And I release your anointing, your wholeness, O Father of healing and wholeness, will be their portion, and you will receive the glory. We thank you, we love you, and we appreciate you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.